Her Intuition podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people, my good ladies? Oh, your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Tell It Tuesday, whatever floats your boat. I don't care what you call it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl, I'm happy and I'm excited. Now, if you're not having a good time in life, y'all know what I'm finna do. Talk to God. He is that one who can pull you out of every situation. He is that one who can explain why. He can give you vision and sight. I'm living proof of that, okay? So talk with him. He is always willing and ready to have a conversation. All right. So let's go ahead and get on into this week's message, Dear Deadbeat. I know y'all thought I forgot about it, but no, I didn't. Dear Deadbeat, we still sticking with the deadbeats, okay? With what makes her better? Dear Deadbeat, what makes her better? Now, for those of you who know some of my story, you know that I had an ex-husband who chose a homewrecker over me. Shout out to the new book, by the way. The title, that's where I got it from because it happened to me, okay? My husband chose the homewrecker, and I asked myself over and over again, well, what is it that she has over me? I asked myself that when I was sitting in my pain. Well, my good lady, I answered my own question. It's absolutely nothing. So, for those of my good queens who are going through the burn of heartache when your ex-husband or ex-wife or whoever chose someone over you, I want you to get in the mindset of saying absolutely nothing. They have absolutely nothing over you, because if you do not tell yourself that, you will begin to internalize your ex's decision and you will begin to put it on yourself. I want to be an encourager today. I want to encourage you to switch up that mindset. That person has absolutely nothing over you. Again, if you do not tell yourself that, you will begin to internalize it. You will begin to see things that are not there, but your imagination is getting the best of you. Tell yourself that you are just as good as anyone else. God has created you just like he created all of the other people. God has created you just like he created that homewrecker. God has created you just like he created all of the other queens. God has created you special within yourself. Let that sit for a second, my good queen. God has created you for you to be special all within yourself. Okay? Sometimes, and I didn't tell myself this when I was going through the burn and the pain of heartache, that God will do something just so that he could turn it around for your good. Perhaps he was using my ex-husband to turn me around into the life that he created just for me, the path that he created for me, because I was going through the wrong path. I was choosing the path for myself, not asking God what he wanted from me. So perhaps, let's think about this. He gave me a little bit of a turn with this ex-husband who he knew that would do that very same thing to me that he did. And then I have no choice eventually but to ask him, Lord, what is it that you have for me? And in doing so, he had my ex-husband do the absolute worst, choosing the homewrecker over me, having me ask myself, what does she have over me? What makes her better than me? So that I can go and explore this and find out just how fire I am. My good queen, when you are dealing with stuff like this, when you are dealing with someone who had chose someone over you, think of it in another way. Turn that thing around and talk to God. I promise you, he will make those things better. So let's ask yourself, what makes her better than me? Absolutely nothing. Put it in your head. Even if you have to say it to yourself over and over again till you begin to believe it, doggone it, do so. You have to switch up the mindset when you are going through this, because the imagination can be ugly and dirty when you are going through the heartache and burn of divorce, when you're going through the heartache and pain of having your husband or your wife choose someone else over you. Your imagination is not your best friend. It's your enemy at the moment. You have to turn that around. You have to have your imagination become your friend. You have to force that. Now, get this, my good queen. It is not your ex's job to explain to you why he or she chose that person. Now, it would be nice, but my boy Steve Harvey said one time, and it stuck with me, that guys don't do closure, and some women don't either. The closure is in with you. It's inside of you. You have to do your own closure. Never ever give that person, the ex, the satisfaction of having you burned and hurt because they didn't give you closure. What makes her better than you? Absolutely nothing. That is your closure. You have to give that to yourself. They're not going to give it to you. They're not obligated. Now, some people may, but it's really rare. I know in my case, I got no closure. And you will see that in the new book. Once you read it, you will see it in one of the chapters. There was no closure. I had to give myself that closure. So I want to be an encourager today. Say that again. Okay? Encouraging you to think differently. You have to move that arrow yourself. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Now, for my good queen, who ex-husband or ex-wife have left you for a younger person. It happened to me. The homewrecker, the chick who my husband chose over me, was extremely younger than the both of us. Now, it had me thinking some way. Okay? It had me thinking that I'm not good enough. What makes her better than me? Absolutely nothing. I'm saying this over and over again for a reason. Because the more we say it, remember I told you, the more that you have to say it to yourself, the more you will begin to believe it. I had to tell myself this over and over again. This chick has nothing over me. This chick is not better than me. I had to tell myself. So I'm saying it over and over again on today's message so that you can get it inside of your head, my good queen, inside of that beautiful mind of yours, to get it so that you can continue to hear it and then you will begin to believe it. It could be something when that ex choose someone younger, because then you start looking at age. You start looking at if you're washed up, all sorts of stuff. And I know this because I did. You have to switch the mindset. That is the way to get past this. Remember, your imagination, it runs wild. But God has given all of us the power of choice. You choose to know that nothing, she or no one else, is any better than you. You are you. You are uniquely you. Go with that. Feel that. Even when you're dealing with the heartache and pain of divorce and infidelity, you feel it and you know that you are uniquely you. God has created you for you for a reason. You are here for a reason. If he was done with you, then he would have taken you back with him many times before, or a long time ago, or yesterday, or whenever. The fact is, you're still here. So I want you to get in the mindset. When you begin to ask yourself, what makes her better than me? You get into that mindset, absolutely nothing. Okay? All right? Many blessings to you. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I'm grateful. I'm happy. Books. Remember, my husband chose the homewrecker over me. Now what? It's a guide. You can find it on Amazon or wherever you get your favorite books. Okay, Amazon seems to be everyone's go-to. Okay, so that's why I shout out Amazon all the time. Find it over there. Read my story and read how I came out of that dark hour of mine. Read about it. Okay. Hopefully and prayerfully, it will help you too. And spread it. Sharing is caring. Spread it with other women. Show other women. Send other women to Amazon to be able to pick up their copy, okay? Let's do this thing. Let's help some mindsets out there. Now, Preston fans, that's over there too. Autumn's Deceit, the newest one. Book 3 out of Preston's story. It's over there, booming, shaking, and popping. It's a good story. Now, all of my stories are good to me. Of course, I'm biased, but they're great to me. And I'm hoping that once you get into it, crack that book open or put up your Kindle devices, whatever you use, your phone, however you do your ebooks, that you will find it great too, okay? All right? Be sure to leave your reviews for all of my stories. I would greatly appreciate it. So that's it. When you sitting around asking yourself, what makes her better than me? You must answer that question yourself. Absolutely nothing. It's nobody's job. It's nobody's responsibility to answer that question for you. You must answer that question yourself, that she or he is no better than you are. God has created you uniquely you. You keep that in mind and you go forward. Many blessings to you, my good queen. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.